Perek Gimel, third pack of Edias, eighth Mishnah. Shloisha Dvar Rabbi Tzadik Metame Chachomim Metarim. Three things Rabbi Tzadik holds: it's Tame Chachomim Metarim. Masme Hashulchan, Hashulchani. A certain nail that was on a money changer's table. He used to hang a scale on this nail. Some say that it was a nail on a pillar in front of the shulchan, this money changer, which he would set up his table on that. Now, koponim, the discussion seems to be: is this considered part of the karka? Something that's mechubal the karka is considered a separate entity because it was removable. Next thing is orayin shel grusos. It's grusos is something that was used for grinding beans. So in this grinding apparatus, there was a little chest, I guess, where the grinded stuff fell into. And there's also discussion whether that's considered an independent kli. Some say it means orange grusos means a masmer. They're talking about the nail of this orange grusos, which also was a question: was it was just part of the kli? Was a separate entity? Masmer shalav neshoy. So also a nail that was used as part of a sun dial. They have a nail sticking out, and according to the shade, it goes on from that stone on a clock. That is a way of telling the time. Once again, all these things, Rabbi Tzadik Matami holds as a kli mateches, it's considered an independent kli. Chol Matayrim, they hold that it's part of either something that's connected to the karka, or it's just part of another kli, and it's not an independent kli. It's not a kabbal tumah, according to the Chachamim.